It's been more than a month since WJCT first reported 5 JEA employees have filed racial discrimination complaints with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. As part of our investigation, racially insensitive email chains have surfaced. They were shared among other JEA employees, and JEA says they violate non-discrimination policies. Community activist Ben Frazier says he's not surprised.
There are those of us, the old-timers, people who were born and raised in this town, who've long known the story of nepotism and cronyism in hiring at JEA.
Frazier says he's planning to organize and voice displeasure at City Hall. Jacksonville NAACP President Isaiah Rumlin calls the complaints and emails very disturbing.
From talking with members of the group that I've met with in the past, I don't know whether they was aware of these emails or not, but just based on the fact as it relates to what they have told me and the information that has been given to us, it appears that JEA have a serious problem as it relates to race.
Rumlin, recently appointed as chair of the Jacksonville Transit Authority Board, says employees came to him months before making their complaints public. He says he's still deciding how to proceed. Jacksonville City Councilman Garrett Dennis, who represents some of the employees, says the men also approached him.
If I'm going to go out there and be an advocate and help change the culture, you know, I want to go with facts. You know, I don't want to go with emotions or perceptions, but facts.
Dennis says he's been meeting with JEA officials monthly since May, though a JEA spokeswoman says they've met just twice. The complainants say they went to the press because they felt Rumlin and Dennis were dragging their feet. And another black leader is remaining silent on the investigation altogether. First Timothy Baptist Church pastor Fred Newbill is being considered for a seat on JEA's board. This summer, he demanded the resignation of Circuit Judge Mark Halsey for allegedly making racist remarks. Calls and emails to the pastor have gone unanswered. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.